This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the second hour. Ray in Colorado and others, be patient. We're going to get to you here pretty quick with Larry Pratt. And whatever issue it is of the Bill of Rights or Constitution, or what Ray's saying, that anarchy's good, I'm sure Larry Pratt's got some comments to that. It's coming up. I got Larry Pratt on today. I got Bob Dacey, a local gun dealer, an expert on the New World Order, coming on to talk about his view of the NRA. We got some folks from JPFO coming on in the third hour. Because, look, I mean, the NRA's always tried to block us in Texas when we try to defeat gun bills. The NRA is a Trojan horse against the Second Amendment. I mean, they're not just dumb or dropping the ball or compromising. They premeditatedly are engaging in treachery. And last week I read about a October 8th case, federal, very important federal case, where the NRA argued, quote, "Your Honor, we are here wanting to register handguns." And then I've got the head of the NRA, two of their board members meeting with Chuckie Schumer and others in a press conference agreeing on Our Lady of Peace Act, and we'll go after people with misdemeanors and create a database of gun owners, and we've got the NRA giving A-plus and A ratings to known gun grabbers. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting, and that's something that Gun Owners of America will not do. Now, the NRA also won't put out alerts in their gigantic magazine that goes out to over 5 million people about what the anti-gun movement's doing. So they're like a watchman on the wall who doesn't just not warn the people when the enemy's scaling the walls in the dead of night at 3 a.m., but they also lower the drawbridge over and over again. I'm sick of it. I've declared war on them, folks. And we've posted a bunch of key articles of their treachery on Infowars.com. And we're about to go to Larry Pratt, joining us by ISD in line. We're getting straightened out right now. Do we have Larry yet? Good. So we'll get to Larry after this quick break. Fantastic. Larry, I know that you're a gentleman. You probably think it sounds bad as the second biggest gun group in the country to badmouth the NRA, but just come right out with it. You're as smart as I am or smarter. You and your operation are very intelligent. You got to admit the NRA is there destroying the Second Amendment. Bottom line, what do you say?
Well, we have a very important difference in how the political system works, and I think it might boil down to the concept of optimism versus pessimism. We think that you can achieve a whole lot more than they do, and I think that's one reason they end up making a lot of concessions that we don't think they should be making.
Wait a minute. Look, a compromise would be, if I'm standing 5 feet from a cliff, and I move back 2 feet, next time you let me move forward 2 feet, they always give up ground. We've already fallen off the cliff. We're on our way down. And, this is more than just compromise.
Well, it's certainly the very disastrous result of a long-term commitment to trying to be nice to the other side, and it's a chronic problem. It's not just the NRA. You see it in a lot of different groups, and one reason we promote so heavily the book that our chairman wrote, Confrontational Politics, is that a lot of people on our side, generally on the freedom side, and certainly in the right to keep and bear arms, don't understand that you don't win by waiting for the other guy to say, okay, I guess you all are really nice guys after all. Part of it, I think, is a failure to acknowledge that we're fighting a socialist religion that views everything that we have as theirs, that we can't be legitimate doing anything apart from them.
Well, let me add this to what you just said. We're going to break and come back and get into details of it and what GOA is doing right now to defend the Second Amendment. But the media says, and in politics they say, be nice, don't be confrontational. Then they're confrontational. I'm very confrontational, and all I've had is victories at the state level, Larry. I'm vicious.
Well, I think certainly a confrontational politics is the way to go.
It is, and they're trying to disarm you, folks, when they say, don't be confrontational.
That's right.
I mean, how do they behave, Larry?
Oh, they got it down to a fare thee well.
Exactly. I will defend my liberties. Larry Pratt, stay with us, sir.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're talking about the treachery of the NRA. Kind of like a jockey throwing a horse race or a boxer taking a dive. And if you want to talk to Larry Pratt, who is frankly the key figure in the fight for the Second Amendment in this country and the head and founder of GOA, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the treachery of the NRA. Before we go back to Larry, I want to encourage all the listeners of this worldwide transmission, whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave internet, to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to get my new video, The Matrix of Evil, where we interview Congressman Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, three speeches I've given, including the speech I gave before they voted out the Patriot Act here in Austin, Texas. We cover the New World Order, September 11th, gun control, communism in America, the controlled left-right paradigm, what the neocons are doing. It is a powerful new film, a little over 2 hours long, full of documents, news clips, you name it, $25.95. But if you get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, any of my other videos, three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece, a substantial discount. I've also published a new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, 300-plus pages chronicling the admitted instances of modern and historical government-sponsored terror to scare the people into submission. Now, that book's $19.95. Get a second book when you buy one for $11.95 to give as a gift. And these films and books are great Christmas presents, great birthday presents. Give the gift of knowledge. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, Larry Pratt, the last time I had you on, I didn't get around to having you plug how folks join GOA and some of the great items you have to offer, some of the insightful key info for the InfoWar. You just mentioned a book, Confrontational Politics. I was unaware of it. I've read some of your other great books that you guys have put out. How do folks get in contact with you guys? How do they get that book?
Well, if they go to gunowners.org, that's probably the quickest and easiest way. It's right on the web, and you can scroll down to where it says bookstore. Our foundation maintains an internet bookstore. You won't find anything pretty on the shelves if you walk into our offices. They're all piled up in a mailroom, but they're there. And it's a book that was written by our founder and chairman, based really on his own 22 years in the state Senate. And he found that it was so exasperating because his colleagues just did not understand conservative, pro-gun, pro-life, you know, across the board, whatever it might be, fighting taxes. They just didn't understand confrontational politics. And as he watched the system, something that he took to like a duck into water as far as confrontation was concerned, he saw that the other side was able to teach him lessons, which he was willing to learn, but he had a lot of trouble getting his colleagues to learn it. So he wrote this book. It's a short, quick, easy read. He's really a good writer. And he gets across the idea, which actually a number of people have had almost identical reactions. After they've read the book, they'll contact us and say, I finally understand why our side keeps losing.
How do folks call and get that?
If they can't get on the web at gunowners.org, then there's a toll-free number they can use to get it. It's 888-88-6-GUNS, or that's another way of saying it is 888-886-GUNS.
G-O-N-S. Oh, and that's fantastic, or gunowners.org. Now, Larry, this is a key issue you brought up, and I should talk more about this. I've noticed the socialists, the gun grabbers, the land grabbers, very confrontational, in your face. And they tell you, the political pundits, the consultants, oh, lay down, be nice, don't be confrontational. That's the equivalent of Tokyo Rose or the Northern Vietnamese with the speakers going, lay down, don't fight, it's wrong to fight us. I mean, people shouldn't buy this propaganda. They do that in talk radio, the consultants tell you.
It's kind of like Linus and Lucy, and Linus is forever falling for Lucy's scam about, I'll hold the football up this time, and of course she never does, and these guys keep telling us, look, we just want to close this one quote loophole, and that'll be the gun control law that'll make things work, or as you say, the land control that we need to make things responsible for the environment, or whatever it might be. It's just this one more little nick off your salami. But in their mind, they see the salami going through a grinder, the whole link of it.
And they're sitting up on top of it trying to jam it in. Now,
that's right.
now, Larry, Your Honor, we are here wanting to register guns. This is on InfoWars.com. NRA attorney Stephen Holbrook appears not only unprepared to effectively argue the Second Amendment case, but ready to give up the farm to register handguns and call it responsible. And we have the transcript of this from 2 weeks ago in D.C., D.C. Second Amendment federal court hearing attorney transcript of NRA case proceedings. The court, the judge,
yeah.
The government can put restrictions on the right to bear arms. Mr. Holbrook, NRA lawyer, Your Honor, we are here wanting to register handguns. We are not here wanting unregistered access. We are not here asking to carry them other than in the home. The court, you're saying that the government can impose reasonable restrictions. Mr. Holbrook, yes, Your Honor, yes, Your Honor. Let me add one more point and then get your take on it. Larry Pratt.
Well,
GOA. One more point.
Okay.
The Cato Institute says the NRA is trying to derail their gun suit. Angel Shamaya and the folks out of California with the case, they're saying the NRA has tried to sabotage them. Comments?
What Hal Brooks said is indefensible, and it's all the worse because I know he doesn't support registration as a general principle. I've read too much of his work to know that he would agree with it. He's the guy that, among others, but he's written a lengthy law review article exposing how registration was used by the Nazis to get at the guns of the German citizens prior to their really roughing up the country. Now, what he was, I am presuming what he was trying to say was, look, we're not challenging all of the law. All we want today is to make it so that somebody can legally have a handgun in their house. And he could have said it that way, or some, you know, other way close to that.
But that'll be precedent setting nationwide. And Benedict Arnold stood up and said how much he loved the Continental Army, but he was still a traitor.
It was a bad thing to say. He's better on his feet than that. I don't know what came over him, and I'm very disappointed that he had something like that to say, because this is a guy that whose writings have been just tremendous in the cause of liberty. The story of how the Swiss stood off the Nazis, the story of how gun control was used against the blacks following the war between the states.
Yeah, but Larry, what about now the situation that we have developing, where you got Chuckie Schumer and board members of the NRA up there for the Lady of Peace Act, and now the strengthening the instant background system. I mean, you've written articles about how it's the worst gun control in 20, 30 years.
We are on different sides with them on two major issues I can think of right off the top. One is the renewal of the ban on the plastic gun, which, first of all, doesn't exist, and if it did, it would probably be a one shot before it became a blob of melted plastic in your hand. But if it were something that could be produced, I'd like to go buy one myself. We don't have any business banning guns, and they're supporting this, and I think that's, among other things, it's unwise. Not only is it unconstitutional, but it's a false sense of security that somehow, oh, well, if we keep plastic guns away from the market, then they won't be going through airport security. Well, we know how tight airport security is. I think if we're relying on airport security, we might as well, I don't know, get a bicycle to go across the country, because it's not a good idea on the planes the way they're flying now. So that's one disagreement. We just flat out are not going to agree to any gun bans, period. And that thing comes up for its expiration December 10th. And I think they almost forgot about it this year. And Ted Kennedy just introduced a bill earlier this week to, quote, plug that loophole.
What about Ron Paul's bill to not give money to the UN for anti-gun programs? How do we get behind that bill?
Well, we've got, at one time or another, we've done email. I think there may still be some on our website, and if not, you can always send your own message to the Congress in support of or opposition to any number of bills from gunowners.org. We've got an activism center where we've made it really easy. You just type in your zip code, and automatically your Congress critters pop up, and you can.
But can we send positive messages saying that we want to,
yes,
get Ron Paul's bill blocking UN anti-gun funding?
Absolutely. You can do that, and if you don't know the bill numbers, you can always look that up on another section of our page, which the main page has a place you can click for.
What is it, H.R. 1325?
Oh, I was afraid you'd ask me the number.
I think it's H.R. 1325. I covered it 2 days ago.
That's probably right, because he introduced it fairly early in the session, and that relatively low number would indicate that.
Okay, now, well, look, bottom line, Larry, we need to repeal all the gun laws, get Vermont-style Second Amendment, the real deal. The NRA's not doing that. How do we stop it? How do we make the NRA? How do we reform the NRA? How do we remove their board of directors and put the Neil Knox types back in?
Well, I'm not sure, because I'm not a great student of their internal workings, but it seems to me that they've got enough of a control of the process for membership on their board that's going to be pretty tough to do. But we found during the battle on the gun show attack from 98 through 2000 that Gun Owners of America is able, even when the other gun groups are on the other side, by the grace of God, we were able to stop that legislation, not only with no allies, but our allies were actually on the wrong side. I think what we need to do is to try to stop the so-called Our Lady of Peace bill, which you've mentioned, they're now calling it the Nix Improvement Act, as if you could improve a whorehouse or improve any other thing that shouldn't exist. But that's something that I think we could win. And if we've got a minute after the break, I'd love to explain why I think we can get some of the flakes brought on to support us on that bill.
Also, I want to get into how do we ensure that Bush doesn't reauthorize the assault weapons ban next year.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that with Larry Pratt. And I'll come right out and say it. The NRA are a bunch of Trojan horse traitors with a lot of good members being pacified by them.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
We got a bunch of callers for Larry Pratt, and I don't know how long he can stay with us, and a lot of information to cover here. in a short time. The website's gunowners.org. Got a big fat link to it on Infowars.com right now. Larry Pratt, the two questions I shot out at you before the break, tell us about the Lady of Peace Act, now the NICS Strengthening Act, and how do we defeat the assault weapons ban reauthorization?
Okay, the Our Lady of Peace, the NICS improvement, the NICS strengthening, however it might be called, is something that should be laid to rest in perpetual peace. This thing is nominally to provide money for the states to send all kinds of criminal and hospital records to the feds so that they might further disqualify other people from gun ownership. These would all be non-violent type of offenses or histories, but nevertheless they are on a program to piecemeal, little by little, take it all away. But that's something that ought to be of concern to gun owners and freedom activists. But I think there's another dimension of this that starts to talk to some of the liberal Democrats. They were understandably upset about the Total Information Awareness Program that supposedly has been stopped by a Senate amendment earlier this year. We don't want the government having a huge database that has a collection of all the databases in the country so that we are totally transparent, and our government, of course, is totally obscure. This bill would accomplish what we thought we had stopped when we defunded the Defense Department's TIA.
It's a funding mechanism for the new matrix system at the state level integrated with the feds.
Well, and it actually has a little kicker in there that's a mind blower. In order to track down an illegal alien that might have an illegal gun, they would authorize in this bill the FBI to get all the IRS data on all Americans, all the health records on all Americans, all the employment records on all Americans. Ain't a whole much left after you get all of that. I'd say if you have all that in one place, you got it all. And that's in the name of protecting the children and the women. And I think this is a major fraud. And we'll see how consistent some of these privacy advocates are. I applaud them when they criticize John Ashcroft for things in the Patriot Act and the TIA. Let's see if they really are serious about protecting the average American's privacy, which is going to go down the
toilet. Well, make no mistake, Larry, you're right. If this was Bill Clinton or Al Gore doing all this, they'd love it.
Absolutely. And I think some of our guys would be a little bit more astute to block it, but because it's got Larry Craig, an NRA director, senator from Utah, as one of the sponsors, and John Dingell, who's perceived as a pro-gun Democrat, even though he voted to ban semi-automatics, this thing has a lot more gas in it than any other anti-gun measure, save the banning of the plastic gun again, that I can think
of. Okay, but next up is the assault weapons ban reauthorization with pork added to it. How do we defeat that? I mean, we need to be defeating that, not allowing reauthorization.
That's correct. I'm frankly moderately optimistic that if we keep the heat up, and that's a big if, that's the significant word, if, but if we keep the heat up, I think they will see the light, as Senator Dirksen used to like to put it.
And when is that coming up next year,
well,
Larry?
Well, it expires September 13 of next year, of 2004. It doesn't look like they're going to be doing anything with it at all this year. They're getting mercifully close to closing this particular session of this Congress.
But I noticed the NRA hasn't even been talking about it. We need to force them to get their members behind repealing this.
Well, and I think the more chatter there is that you're causing on your show and other shows hopefully joining with you, we've done a number of mailings and email campaigns on this thing, and eventually I think our allies are going to be jumping in on this thing.
Yeah, well, we've got to start heating up now for the election, heating up for what's after the election. We're going back into the cycle, as you know.
Yes,
and
exactly.
All the activists, you better get back in the field again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the things that we'll be doing is trying to cash up our political victory fund, and we operate even in that one rather differently, because we will pick certain people like Marilyn Musgrave, and frankly the gun owners that were on our list and subsequently became part of her support base contributed somewhere in the neighborhood of $125,000. We encouraged what they call bundling mailings, but it takes money for us to do that. We mailed many of our members, and we emailed our members as well, and we encourage them to send money directly to her campaign. We knew from her record in the state legislature she was going to be as good as we've seen her being here in the Congress.
All right, Larry, can you stay with us for about 10 more minutes?
You bet.
Okay, we'll come back, talk to Ron, Regina, Larry in Texas, a couple other people. We got Bob Dacey coming on, a local gun dealer, to get his perspective. Done a lot of research on the NRA, on the UN, on what's happening. And so he'll be joining us as well. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here live and, of course, back from 9 to midnight. We go on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates from Rhode Island to Denver, Colorado to Northern California. Of course, right here in Austin, Texas, Kansas City, Pensacola, Maryland. We're on a growing list of just scores of AM and FM stations simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 or 9320, take your pick. And at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. If it's land rights, pro-life, Second Amendment, family values, standing up against the neocons, exposing them as the Trojan horses, that's our specialty. We're going to talk to Ron, Regina, and George. We're going to let Larry Pratt go, and we're going to go to Bob Dacey, a local gun dealer, to get his perspective on the Second Amendment and the UN and what's happening with the NRA. Larry, let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
I spoke to Larry extensively about a year or so back. I think he remembers me about the Our Lady of Peace Act.
Okay.
Okay, retired officer. You may recall that conversation. It went on for quite some time. In fact, I informed your office when they attempted to reinstitute this new incarnation, which is called, and this is a mouthful, the National Instant Check System Criminal Records Enhancement and Improvement Act of 2003. As we acknowledged, it is a reinstitution of the Our Lady of Peace Act from last year.
Well, it's the Matrix Total Information Awareness Network for gun owners. It starts with us, like Hitler starting with Jews.
But this is even slightly worse than the original legislation, because the original legislation had a process of economic rewards to states that comply. This legislation rewards compliance and punishes, withholds funds, the states that don't comply. And plus, it expands the base of information. It is not only just medical information, as you pointed out. There's also a catch-all in there, which says information which may be of interest.
Like the IRS reference.
Federal government. So that's a pretty wide open, parameter.
Okay, comments,
kind of
Larry DePratt, to what Ron is saying.
He's absolutely right. It's the ball game. It is everything they want on us. And I named three databases that would probably give them all they really want. But if they wanted more, that language exactly lets the FBI, and they're the agency that pulled the trigger, if you will, lets the FBI trigger requests for any amount of information they want.
It's the Total Information Awareness Network. Into the Fourth Amendment, right there.
Right there.
And where are all the civil rights activists?
Where
and,
are they indeed?
Well, fellas, I'll tell you, we do have some allies out there on the other side of the political spectrum that ordinarily we would not maybe consider allies. You have an organization called the National Association for the Mentally Ill, which is vehemently, vehemently opposed to this law. And in fact, I contacted them as well. I think that we should, we should try to make alliances and network with people.
Now, a lot of organizations don't know what's going on. A lot of people are ignorant. It's up to you as the listeners to be facilitators and to reach out and educate people and to keep this broadcast informed, to keep Larry Pratt informed.
And yes, and I did. As a matter of fact, I called Mr. Pratt's office several weeks back about this. I spoke with, of course, the lovely lady who answered the phone there.
Okay, Ron, I've got to let you go.
One last thing.
Okay, one last thing. Ron's already gone. Any other comments to what he just said, Larry?
Well, I'm glad that he's on this thing, because I really appreciate having somebody that's got that law enforcement background. I think that carries a little bit of extra weight with some of these legislators, because they're so used to listening to law enforcement tell them to ban guns, and here's a man who's really got it figured out.
So, well, also, can use those investigative skills to defend the Republic. Two more calls.
Yes.
Regina in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Larry Pratt. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Sorry about the second call so soon, but the number I have is H.R. 3125, Keep and Bear Arms of 2003, Ron Paul's bill about the U.N. Remember you mentioned it earlier?
Oh, very good.
Correct number. I'm really concerned also, Larry Pratt. I'm sure you're aware. I've been very concerned. So is Alex on this faith-based ministry. I just got an email that kind of disturbed me. I wish I could send it to you. But maybe you also follow on this. I sent it to you, Alex, in regards to we don't want the S-476. We want the HR-7. I don't know if they're having conference committees now, but Paul
Wyrick...
Well,
for those that just joined us, tell them what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the churches being able to get money for
becoming minions of the
government.
Federal government.
Okay, and it says that there's a group of Christian schools that's behind this HR-7. Paul Wyrick, who's also pushing... man and woman, we don't hear about UNESCO joining, but we're to have a second, a constitutional amendment on man and woman from him. And then there's evangelical church groups. I just wondered if, since it's turned into HR-7, do you have any different kind of opinion on it, Larry Pratt?
Okay, Regina, I've got to let you go. Let's get...
Well, actually, one of the battles we have been fighting is in the educational area. We don't believe that the federal government ought to be involved in education. Certainly, they shouldn't be involved in charity. And we just think they ought to get out of all of this. Alex, I'm not sure whether we've talked about these presidential academies, but we've been fighting that thing tooth and nail.
Yeah, we've had you on about how they're now trying to rewrite the ethics, have the ethics and the
history and the civics curriculum.
All written by the federal government.
The socialist professors would run these training academies, and that's just a terrible idea. The schools are already bad enough. We don't.
Well, I mean, Bush just signed back on to UNESCO, so we can see where it's all going, and having the churches on the federal payroll is
bad
a nightmare.
Idea. Yeah, certainly my church isn't going to be there, and hopefully a lot of others have it figured out. But there will be some that'll voluntarily put the hook in their mouth, and that'll be terrible.
Absolutely. Let's take one last call for Larry Pratt. George, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Great, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, Larry, in 1976, were you at the Republican National Convention in Kansas City?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, I thought...
I made it to Detroit the following convention, I believe.
1980?
Yes.
Okay, I was there also. And we've been in the war a long time, and this attack on guns, and the NRA is strictly a phony organization that gives up token resistance.
Well, I wish we could get them to read Confrontational Politics. It would be very helpful and might correct a lot of what they do.
Well, I don't know that you'll be able to overthrow with the NRA. It's controlled by the New World Order, and that's one of the way they always operate. They always control both sides in any conflict.
You know, that's a good question. Larry, in your years at gun owners, have you ever been approached, I'm sure you have, by the lobbyist and promised deals to move up in the world if you just compromise?
You know, I guess I'm such an ornery cuss that I haven't really gotten those kinds of deals. I've been asked to give in on this or that, but nobody's ever said what they would do for me. They just thought I'd be so happy to give in, and I look at them like they came from Mars, and they realize we're not talking the same language, so they generally tend to leave me alone. It's probably the same with you. They may try to intimidate us, but I don't think you're likely to be getting too many offers in compromise either.
I've gotten a few in radio. Oh, you know, come be a neocon, but I turned them down, obviously. Anything else, George?
We have one other question. Larry, when you were there in Detroit in 1980, were you there the night that Reagan stood up and said he wanted to take George Bush as his vice presidential nominee?
I almost threw up on the floor.
Okay, that's exactly what happened. That room with thousands and thousands of people, you could have heard a pin drop, and I kicked myself in the tail end that I didn't holler traitor at the top of my lungs.
Well,
when that occurred. And the next day, when he came in with George Bush, Nancy was standing there crying on Paul Laxalt's shoulder. You recall that?
Yeah, and of course, a lot of us thought at that time that Jack Kemp was the great alternative.
Yeah, which was not the case.
Turned out we didn't really have a horse in that race.
Yeah, he was a sellout.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I mean, look.
I stored stuff over at Kemp's. I was distributing literature there.
Well, look what you get. Thanks, George, from Michigan. What you get with that is, you know, the former CIA director, the Kissinger buddy, the ambassador of the UN in China, Bush, for the national security dictatorship, coming in to really be the president. That's a real tragedy. Larry Pratt, thank you for spending 40 minutes with us today, and I look forward to having you back on as we go into the election and as we fight the gun grabbers, and I hope that we can get that assault weapons ban repealed.
There's going to be a lot of action.
You bet, and defeat this total information awareness network funding mechanism through the gun bills.
Well, thanks so much for your interest in all this and for having me on. I really appreciate it, Alex.
Larry, keep it up and take care.
Thank you, sir.
Larry Pratt, very accessible fellow, very very intelligent on the facts and the issues. And there's just more exposing what we're facing as gun owners, as Americans, in this first freedom, and how the NRA will not blow the whistle, will not warn the people, and will actively try to derail lawsuits that could create good case law for the Second Amendment. All right. Now, I want to thank Bob Dacey for holding. Bob's a good friend of mine. He owns a hardware store that also has a gun shop in here in town. He does a lot of hardcore research on the UN, on the NRA, on where the Second Amendment is, on the different plans to get your guns, to shut down the gun shops, the gun dealers, the gun makers, the distributors. And he also has a popular TV show here in Austin that I tune into when I get a chance to. Bob Dacey, getting a chance to listen to what Larry Pratt's been talking about and what we've been covering here with the NRA, saying we want to register your guns and not getting behind the repeal of the assault weapons ban and being for this new Total Information Awareness Network funding through gun control. Your response to all that, Bob Dacey?
Hey, Alex, thank you for having me on. And by the way, before I respond to that, I want to wish you a happy UN Day. Today is October the 24th. I'm sure you're going to go out and celebrate, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to be downtown for the UN flag burning this year, but I'm sure they've got some smart folks that will be down there taking care of that. But
okay,
yes.
I'll go down there and I'll take care of it for you, Alex.
Okay.
My response to all that is what the NRA is doing now is nothing new. I mean, you know, back in 94 when they did the Brady Bill, the UN backed that, and they're doing the same thing now. It's like they think if they compromise with the devil that somehow or other everything is going to be all right.
But they know better than that. These are top lobbyists, Washington hacks.
Well, they're also attorneys, Alex, and anybody who's an attorney knows that they are steeped in precedent. That's what they do. Precedent is very important in any legal process, because they're always saying, well, here they did it here they did it there, Your Honor, so now we can do it here. That's precedent is the bulwark of our legal
system. And they're
out
everywhere creating bad precedent knowingly.
Right, and here this fella, Halbrook, has responded, of course, to a keep and bear arms attack on him. You know, he's got a response out now, and let me read a sentence from it. Quote, since we are attacking the ban on handguns, and since the law otherwise requires all firearms to be registered, we are seeking to register handguns. For residents in immediate danger, a registered handgun is better than no handgun, end quote.
Which is true.
It sets, setting a precedent there.
It sets the national precedent, yeah.
That's right. It's Washington, D.C. case. He's setting a precedent. And, you know, he knows it. He's a lawyer. He's given the other side fodder for, you know, ammunition. That's
well,
what
he's even using their lingo, their buzzwords.
Yeah, just forget it. You know, you can't compromise with the devil. These people, I believe Mr. Pratt said it a while ago, they're a bunch of international socialist types. They want your guns. That's, they won't stop until they get them. You can't compromise with
them. Well, these are massive gun bills. The NRA, even bigger evidence than we're here to register handguns, Your Honor. The big evidence is they're not against the assault weapons ban being reauthorized. They're for this Lady of Peace Act, Instant Nick's Strengthening Act, which funds the Total Information Awareness Network and the Matrix system.
You know, Alex, for the longest time, I really fought agreeing with you about the NRA. I thought they were just misguided. But over the years, since you were primarily involved in waking me up, you know, I've come around to your position that, you know, they're sellouts. They're just plain sellouts, and they're taking a lot of really good Americans who think that the NRA is doing a job for them, and they're just selling them down the river.
Bob, I know you got a lot of research, a lot of information. You're great at that. You got your UNIDIR quotes of what the UN wants to do to us. You got your little documents there.
Yeah, you know, that TV show that I do here in town called The Simple Truth, you know, it's on at 8 o'clock on Channel 16 for any of your local listeners, whoever's listening. It's produced by Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor. I'm in my fifth year now doing that show, Alex. And the reason I've done so much research is, you know, a lot of it is because I want to disseminate on that show. And the document you're talking about, the UNIDIR document, I was so tickle pink when I found that thing and I gave it to you. Because, you know, I'm like the mouse that roared. You know, I got a local audience and that's all I got. And you were national and international. And when I gave you this document back in 2000, you broadcast it all over the world. And I thought, man, that is great.
And it got legs because it was on the UN website. And it says in there that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state.
Well, let me read you the exact quote. The document is called Removing Military Weapons from Civilian Hands, and it's written by Christoph Karl and Patricia Lewis. They are the directors of UNIDIR, and of those of you who do not understand what UNIDIR stands for United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research. Now, the quote, the killer quote, the worst thing in this whole obscene document is this. It says right here that these weapons and what they're talking about in terms of these weapons is military-style weapons, and they're defining that as a semi-automatic weapon, such as an M1 Garand from World War II. Here's the quote. Such weapons, ... make it harder for the state to regain the legitimate monopoly of force. So there you have, in the UN's own words, their own website, I didn't make it up, they're saying that state monopoly of force is a good thing. But Alex, I thought state monopoly of force is the definition of totalitarianism.
Well, it's the definition of dictatorship.
Well, whatever. I mean, they're saying that state monopoly of force
yeah.
is a good thing.
It's command and control, totalitarianism, and, a dictatorship, oligarchy, whatever you want to call it.
And later on in the document, they take a stab at, I hope that they're actually taking a stab at Larry Pratt's organization, Gun Owners of America, because apparently they're taking a stab at the NRA here because they're more famous, I guess, or bigger. Listen to this quote from the UNIDIR document back in 2000. If a concerted campaign were to be formed to remove such weapons from civilian hands, this would have a number of distinct advantages. It would be hard for the anti-control lobby to argue against such an initiative. After all, who could easily justify the right for civilians to bear arms built for military purposes and thus argue taking automatic and semi-automatic weapons off the streets? There you have it, right there. If you make a campaign from civil society, which is, of course, controlled by them, all those little NGOs that they fund, the elites fund, we could say that civilians have no right to bear military weapons, and who could come up with an argument against that? And, of course, me being a very simple person, say, what about the Second Amendment to the Constitution?
And, Bob, you've broken a lot of other big stories. Your son, now a state trooper,
he's still trying to get a job there, Alex.
Okay, well, I thought you said he graduated and got a job.
No, he graduated, but he hasn't gotten a job yet.
Okay, well, your son, I know, graduated, and he was going out there at what Sam Houston University,
mm-hmm.
and you got the video of the bizarre stuff they were training him to do, and how we're all going to be part of this world government.
Yeah.
And
basically, the bottom line there was that they have at the Criminal Justice Building down there, they had a display in the lobby containing, among other things, the Chinese Communist flag proudly on display in the lobby.
Stay there. We'll talk about it. We'll get into the NRA, too. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting 5 other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to continue with the discussion of the Second Amendment and other police state activities against it and your liberties into the next hour with Bob Dacey. And we're going to take more calls now. If you want to get involved on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Got a question about the UN, the Second Amendment. Bob Dacey is an expert, as I think you can hear. A great friend of mine, and just he's grown and learned so much and surpassed me in many areas in his research. 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to Bob Dacey, my new video, The Matrix of Evil, is now out. It's a compilation of speeches I've given, Ron Paul, Colonel Craig Roberts, even Cynthia McKinney talking about UN white slavery rings and political assassination and 9/11. It's an amazing new film. You need to have it. It also has the riveting speech I gave and the folks defeating the Patriot Act here in Austin. It's an amazing film. 2 hours plus, $25.95. Order three or more of any of my videos. They drop down to 20 apiece. And I've written a book and published a book. So be sure to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to get the new video. Bob, I didn't mean to digress, but a side issue. So your son graduated, what, a year or so ago?
Yeah, about a year ago. Yeah,
from Sam Houston University, the big law enforcement.
The
big law enforcement organization out in East Texas. And you talked about some of the stuff in the textbooks, the video you shot. And when the alumni come in, they take out all the communist flags and communist badges, showing their guilt. Talk about that.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to go down there and document the fact that they were displaying the communist Chinese flag and a bunch of Soviet and Chinese police medals down there at the criminal justice building. And we went down there to photograph it, and it was all gone. And very disturbing that it wasn't there. But my son told me, don't worry about it. It'll be back tomorrow. It's alumni day, and they took all that stuff out of there. They don't want to tick off all the old geezers they're schmoozing for money. And so they put the stuff back after alumni day, and we were able to get documentation that, yes, they display the communist Chinese flag in the lobby, and, yes, they display communist police medallions in their showcase.
But more importantly, you went over what's in the textbook. I remember you doing that.
The textbook that they had at the time for one of the courses was called Comparative Criminal Justice, and one of the themes of that book was to indoctrinate the future police of America that the jury system is no good, we have to get rid of it, but before we do, we've got to go look at the Chinese system and the Swedish system and the German system and other systems, the Japanese system, so that we can have an alternative way to determine innocence or guilt. It's a direct attack on the jury system is what they're teaching the police in the United States today.
And now the American Bar Association wants to get rid of it. They're getting rid of attorney-client privilege. Europe's getting rid of it. They're reinstating double jeopardy. This is a worldwide event.
Yeah, the Second Amendment's kind of a little bit, for the last couple of years, been on the back burner because they're so busy going after all the other ones,
It's amazing. Bob, the NRA, I mean,
Hey, let me tell you something about the NRA, Alex. I got a document in front of me that's printed by the United Nations back in 1999, okay? It's called Disarmament, The World at a Critical Turning Point, and it's a UN publication, all right? So nobody can say I don't document what I say. This is a compilation of their disarmament conference back then, and there is a section on it having to do with small arms. And Tom Mason from the NRA is at this discussion, and there's a transcript of what he's saying at this UN conference. And you want to talk about not defending the Second Amendment? Let me just quote from this thing. This is Tom Mason.
Real fast,
NRA.
We got 30 seconds left.
All right. Let me preface my questions with a comment that throughout your whole presentations, there's not been one mention of hunting or self-defense. How would you limit production of small arms and still preserve production of civilian weapons that are currently held by civilians for legitimate civilian purposes? He's not talking about the Second Amendment. He's talking about sport shooting and hunting and non-military applications. The Second Amendment is all about military applications, and he knows it, and he's not defending it.
That's right. Third hour straight ahead. Hope you stay with us. InfoWars.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Bright.